Dreamscape presents Forever Dune by Carrie Corp and Lori Langdon, narrated by Kate Marson, Molly Elston, Liam Gerard, and Sean Grindel.
Chapter 1. McKenna. I collapsed to my knees in the wet sand, staring at the vast, empty expanse of beach without a mountain in sight. Behind me, the waves of the morning tide roared like a voracious beast. Soon they would devour the land, and we would return to Dunbrae Cottage, having failed to find a way back to Dune for the 22nd day in a row. Balling my hand into a fist, I willed the silver and emerald ring on my finger to react. It had opened the portal to the secret back door into Dune before, but despite wanting it to work more than ever before, it remained cold and lifeless on my finger, as if mourning the loss of its counterpart, my best friend's gold and ruby one. According to Duncan, V's ring had fallen from his finger when a Yuren pushed us toward safety during the bridge collapse. It had most likely been swept downriver with the rubble. Although Fiona and several others continued to search for it, I feared it was lost for good. And all of us with it. The unfortunate Dunians trapped on the wrong side of the Brigadoon as our loved ones battled against a wicked witch for their very lives. Duncan's warm hand rested gently on my shoulder. "Come away, woman," he murmured. The heat of his touch caused me to realize how miserable the weather was, much cooler than the first time we'd visited the beach. That had been another lifetime ago. Duncan's first legit trip to the ocean, his first time feeling the surf around his feet and exploring tidal pools. Despite the threat of zombie fungus and the urgency of returning to Dune, we'd had a perfect summer night's moment, getting friendly in the sand and all that. Later, when we were safely home, I'd given him a petrified starfish to commemorate the moment. But the days of singing about our true love vow were over. It turned colder. That's where it ends. Now our kingdom was under siege, and we were as useless as a classically trained Shakespearean actor at a hairspray audition. No, I cut off the hopeless thought. We'd find a way back to Dune, help our friends save the kingdom, and live happily ever after. All we had to do was believe and not give up. I sighed internally. Easier said than done.
"Ready, lass."
Duncan's hand slid down my shoulder to curl around my bicep, but instead of rising to my feet with his support, I shrugged him away. "Just a few more minutes." I clenched my fist tighter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?